Attorney General Talis Kohlberg this weekend said that all seven state employees who were subpoenaed by the Senate Judiciary Committee will give depositions to the investigator looking into the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. They had withheld their testimony in the inquiry until a court ruled on the validity of the subpoenas, which has now been completed, although an appeal by some plaintiffs to the Alaska Supreme Court will be taken up Wednesday. Senator Hollis French says the seven state workers will be allowed to give written statements under oath to help speed up the process.
The real object is just to get their side of the story and let them tell us what happened in as efficient and timely a fashion as possible. And given Mr. Branchflower's workload and the short time frame available, this seemed like the most efficient and the most fair to both sides.
A report on the investigation is due to the Legislative Council this Friday. Investigator Steve Branchflower has been working on the report for approximately 3 months in an attempt to find out if there is evidence of abuse of power by the Palin administration. Information has been made public by Governor Palin showing that there could have been pressure on Monaghan by members of her staff who wanted the governor's former brother-in-law fired from his job as a trooper. Branchflower will be paid $45,000 for the investigation and report.